No, I'm just stuck with her. Not stuck, I'm just. I'm trying to like parse out what I'm supposed to be doing here. Well, I mean, like narratively speaking. Don't know. It's hard to get back in the swing of writing when you haven't in a while. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm always my harshest critic, I guess. I guess. That whole thing Stephen King says about how you're supposed to like write a little bit every day. He's not wrong. He is not wrong. I can read it to you, but it's not great. At least I don't think it's great. I just think it's kind of meh. Rather read if you want to stop. It's all the same. Just needs more work. Like everything. Just needs more work. I don't know. You just keep, I don't know. I feel like it's just fluffy for no reason. Like, I need to be more. Here, I'll read it. I'll read it. Give me a second. Just rereading it again. We were to tread around her as if she was made of glass. Fear of a single word shattering the plastic facade that her parents carefully constructed required endless labor. This labor was so arborous that I could only hold this ruse for so long before I forced myself. Until I was forced to excuse myself from the house most evenings. It was on these nights of escape I spent traversing the length and span of the lake that lay no more than a few kilometers from the house. Here, surrounded by the utterances of nature and the brilliant light of the gibbous moon, where I strolled the murky shores of the lagoon. It was quieter then. The cold silver streaks of moonlight pierced the canopy draped above. Stars glistened, danced between the horizon and the sky. I held in a deep breath. It was like it was all a dream. At any moment, I'd be ripped from this world and forced to wake up into another. I don't know. Ugh. I don't know. Yeah. I am definitely my own worst critic here. No, I'm not going to stop. I'll keep going. And then I'll come back to bed. Okay? I promise.
What are you going to do?
Okay. I love you. Can you make me one? Okay. I'll be out in a bit then.